adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
Hey, I'll do what I have to, man. I don't care. I'll punch a baby.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight, I'm going to remember this week, we have Kyle who plays Cam.
Well, it has been a whole week. Howdy.
Gosh, it's been quite the week, guys. I don't even think I remember Matt who plays Cyrus.
Hey, you did it. Now look into my eye.
Ben who plays Callus.
Hello there.
Stephanie who plays Boone.
Hoy hoy.
And Lauren who plays Brenna.
My players asked how to treat a female ghost. I told them to respect her.
That's so dumb.
Respect her. I hardly knew her.
That was a good one, Sean.
Thanks.
No, it wasn't.
I think you gotta give him some, right?
No,
Ben found that one for me.
To.
Hey, okay, give me a little noted. Credit.
No. We're giving you credit. I'm taking the credit away from Sean.
I'm also going to take it away from myself because I stole that from The Last Man on Earth. But anyway. Which is canceled now and I'm sad. But anyway. Mm. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So, yeah, last week you guys saved a town. You went in gloriously into the town and were received as heroes, at which point you made your way back to... No, that's not what happened. You guys avoided any consequence whatsoever.
Are we on the right podcast for that?
Yeah, you guys avoided any sort of consequence whatsoever for your actions, went back to Bryce's land, got paid some money, got told to go meet someone named Jet in a town called... Bryce's Landing.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Or not Bryce's Landing.
Silver
Strings. And then Ben, or Callus, found his friend, finally, after a month.
Or did he?
Yeah, that's the question. So currently, Callus, you're standing above the corpse of a female human. This is most definitely not your friend.
Okay.
Like, or someone you've ever even seen before.
Is the like the rest of the body the same, or is it just like...
Yep, nope, it's the... I mean, you've investigated things before. This is a human. This is... The description does not match anything of your friend. And you hear from behind you,
"Ew, weird, ain't it?"
You are aware that my friend is a halfling and male, yes?
Yes, this is why this has been so difficult. So... We thought this at first was, you know, just a random cultist murder. If you look at her back, so, are you going to, like, look at her back?
Yeah.
There appears to be a circle carved into it, almost a magical thing, like, with runes etched into it around the circle, as though some sort of magical circle was carved into the back of this person. And there also appears to be runes cut into different places all over the body. And he says, "We can't determine where it came from, what it relates to, or any of that. And the weirdest thing, when we brought the clerics in, we did speak with Dead. It spoke with the voice of a male, and it identified as your friend."
"Well, Sean, my friend's name was Tinker Gildrop."
"Tinker Gildrop. And just to even further identify, we asked it about you, and it knew about you. They knew about you."
"So you're telling me that my friend, a halfling, was transformed into a human woman and then killed?"
"We don't know. All we know is about several things that we found on the crime scene. We found a mangled Chris knife.
Mm.
We found evidence of black scales, like dragon or serpent scales, as well as fire. This ritual was done with fire. And something happened. The whole house was burned, but your friend's body, it was untouched by the flames.
Where, which house was this? Where did this happen?
In the upper circle of the city, which is, I mean, that's the hardest part about all this. It usually, like, these kind of crimes happen in more destitute places of Bryce's Landing. But this was done in a fairly nice district, to a nice house. Nondescript person, I mean, lavish enough life. Apparently the house hasn't been owned by anybody for the last 5 years, but the property tax has been paid. And one day it just burned up and we found her, him, there, among the ashes.
Very odd. And you have not been able to... no one has recognized the female...
No.
...body?
We've asked all around the district, as well as the rest of the town. We've heard nothing. We have no motive. We have no real cause of death. The scarring is super... or the cuts are superficial. They would not have led to a bleeding death. They would not have led to anything else. But no cause of death. No motive, and no suspect.
Were there any clothes, or were they burned in the fire, or non-existent to begin with?
No, they must have been burned in the fire. Also, when we did speak with Dead, whenever we would ask a question relating to who did this, the voice would go silent. As though it would say, did this. As though there were a pause beforehand. As though they were not able to speak.
This is not something I have seen before.
With your background, this is definitely nothing you've seen before. this is a crime scene. You told me you were an investigator. I'm giving you the crime scene of the fucking century.
Holy shit, yeah, you are. Okay. So if I look over the body and examine it, do I notice anything that they've missed?
Give me an investigation check at advantage. Because you've investigated crime scenes before, especially with this relating to your friend and them already giving it a once-over.
Okay. 21.
Okay. There appears to be no evidence of any sort of damage by fire to the body. Okay?
Okay.
As you basically, I'm guessing you have like a toolkit and things like that, yeah. So you would use to investigate like wounds and things like that. You kind of begin to look over, like, the circles that are cut into the back of the body and the runes and stuff like that. And as you peel them back, you find at one point a chip of something. It's black. It appears to be either obsidian or some sort of other natural substance that is very sharp, as though this is a piece of whatever cut these markings into this individual.
Okay.
This appears that it was overlooked or missed by the investigators.
Mm-hmm.
When you look in the mouth of the victim, you notice that two of the teeth are missing. They are the lower front canines, like where your canines would be.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what you notice. Other than that, give me an arcana check. Something about the runes, if you want to try and decipher what language they are.
Okay. Are they in common, infernal, halfling, or undercommon?
No. Oh, right. Infernal. They are infernal.
Ah.
But they don't appear to make any rhyme or reason.
Okay,
they
so is it just like be letters
carved? Okay. Yes. Letters carved in random places, and I can send you something. I haven't come up with a mechanic for this yet, but I can figure something out and send it to you after the game so you can analyze it for your own reasons.
Okay.
The circle on the back appears to be carved, and it says around the circle, through the sands, the Great One will rise again.
Carlos just thinks back to the room that he just was in.
This seems recently. Like a nod. All this seems related in some way, shape, or form, and you can't put your finger on it, and it's kind of starting to get weird that all of this shit is kind of coming together.
So, Carlos will show the broken obsidian to the guy and say, "It would appear that you missed something, at least."
He says, "Let me see that." And he looks it over, and he's like, "Apparently we did. This is a bit of the scale that we found on the floor. I don't know if I'm fucking this guy's voice up. I keep changing. I'm doing my best here, guys. Sorry." He's like,
You got it about right.
"Yeah, when we were searching, we found these." And he opens a drawer to the left and pulls out what appear to be large black scales.
like dragon scales or serpent scales or something. He says, but maybe these were used to cut the runes into the body? I don't know.
Hmm.
And he looks you up and down and he's like, this isn't your first time, chap.
No, I have had some experience with this sort of investigations before.
Hmm. Well, I can't give you any private information or privileged information, you know, kind of. I can't tell you whose house this was related to and things like that for protection of the town. But what I can tell you is this was a very dark crime, unlike anything we've ever seen before. And we are doing our best as the constabulary of this town to find the killer. And we will find them. I promise you that.
Didn't he say it was a cold case?
But he also said he'd try and figure it out.
Okay. Sorry.
They're stumped. A lot of people die in this. I mean, he's just trying to offer you any solace he can at this point.
Okay.
Which is weird because it's not your friend, but it is your friend, technically.
So, Sean, does it look... This person could have died from, like, asphyxiation from, like, smoke inhalation or something? Since there was a fire?
How deep do you want to go into this? It does not appear face value, although there has been an autopsy done on the corpse. So, do you want to do, like, a full investigation of this body? Have you done autopsies before and things like that? We can do this real quick.
I think Kalos probably didn't do autopsies, but he at least, like, was present when other people did them.
Okay. Are you curious enough to delve further?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me an investigation check as you kind of pull the bits and parts of this body away as you, like, you know, open the incision and look at the organs and things like that. Investigation check.
17.
Okay, as you're looking through, you do notice a slight inflammation on the lungs of this body. The lungs have not been cut open or anything like that, but they do appear to be inflamed.
Okay.
Like, you could investigate further if you wanted to, like, cut the lungs open, but...
Shit's gonna get gross from here.
No.
That this was overlooked. Okay. Something was overlooked with these lungs.
Yeah, Kalos is intrigued by this. Do they have, like, equipment to this, or am I gonna have to, like, pull a dagger off
my belt? Yeah, they've got, like, really sharp knives and things like that. This is a room, like I said, there was a tray of tools and things like that.
Okay. Then I'm gonna pick one of the, like, scalpels or something and make an incision in the lung.
Okay.
See if I can...
You make an incision in the lung. You've never done this before, and it's crude as you do it, but kind of when you peel the flesh back and you look inside, you find sand coating the entire interior of the lung.
What? Lauren.
Lauren, I love being your DM because you're like my favorite person.
I'm sorry. You're so expressive. I can't help it.
I love it. But yeah, you find coats, like, you know when you, like, if you were to, like, bread chicken, things like that, it's like if sand is coating the entire interior of the lung.
So someone...
Like a thin layer, as though her lungs stopped functioning from inhaling sand. This appears to be death by asphyxiation.
Okay. So Kalos will put the knife down and say, well, it would seem that I have solved at least one question in this case for you. It would appear that they died from inhalation of sand.
That doesn't make any sense. We would look through every fit. And he walks over and takes a look, and he's like, Robo, get in here! And a small gnome walks in with, like, one really big lens and one small lens. He's like, yes! He's like, you missed something on the corpse. No, I didn't miss anything. I've looked through the entire body. Oh. Yes, it looks like I missed something. I can guaranteed say that this was death by asphyxiation. Now, if you excuse me.
It was Robo, by the way, was the name?
Robo.
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 Robo or Robo.
This was death by asphyxiation. If you excuse me, I must get back to my work.
You should fire him.
Good day.
So Owen's going to be looking for a new job.
As he turns one of his lenses back and goes tottering back into another room. We're going to have to find someone new for this. I don't suppose you're looking for a job, are you?
Not particularly, though. I would be interested in investigating this in particular further.
All right, well,
do whatever you need to do. I mean, I can give you access to the crime scene and things like that, but there's not much left to see. Most of it's been cleaned up. Don't know what to tell you from here. Basically, what you see is what you get.
Could I... You said there was, those scales and that dagger. Do you still have the dagger?
The dagger has been destroyed. Unfortunately, it corrupted one of our guards when they picked it up. We had to cut off his hand, and he's not been right since. He's currently riding it out in a home. He's safe.
Ah, I see. Well,
you see, they cut off his hand, and it drove him insane.
I hope that he gets better soon. Can I, like, take one of those scales?
Yeah, he will absolutely give you one of the scales. He's impressed right now. He's very impressed. And he kind of wants help with this crime scene at this point because he doesn't want this to happen to someone else. Though you're not a member of the guard, he can give you a little bit of leeway.
Just a taste.
Just a taste. Next time it's going to cost you.
All right. Carlos will say,
anything else you need from me?
Could you hold on to the body a bit longer? I would rather...
I was hoping you'd say that. We're not entirely done with it.
Well,
usually we're
rather...
legally obligated to release these bodies, but since it's not obviously a male halfling and no one stepped forward to claim the body, I would like some more time to try and figure this out, if you're all right with that.
Yes, well, his mother might not understand if I brought home this body instead of her son's, so...
I hate to laugh, but I would agree. Showing up, yo, that's in poor taste. I apologize.
Yes.
Yes, so we will watch it. We have magical means of preservation. Should you choose to come back and take a look at this again, I will gladly oblige.
Thank you for your help.
That is, unless someone claims the body, but...
If someone does come to claim the body, please let me know if you can.
I will. Where will you be? Where can I send for you?
I tell him the inn that I've been staying at.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I'll head out to meet the rest of the party.
So, Callus, did you find everything you need to about your poor friend?
No, I have more questions than answers now.
You think any of them can be answered in silver strings?
I do not know, though I will say, apparently... they found another one of those daggers, like the one that you have, Cyrus. And apparently they cut off his hand and he went insane.
So, Frodo holds up her axe.
No. Cutting off his hand will make him go insane.
Okay. And she puts it down.
That's a bit concerning.
Yes, well...
More concerning... That Brenna was more than willing to cut off my hand, but...
Hey, I'll do what I have to, man. I don't care. I'll punch a baby.
Whoa.
Just saying.
I don't care. I'll hit a kid.
Jesus.
If it protects the good well-being of the party, I'll do it. I don't care.
Whew. All right, well...
Wow.
This is
Ben,
I like.
Do you have any more questions for me before we keep going?
No, right now, that's all the questions I can fathom at this point. I got enough questions from my questions.
Okay, get you started on your path towards the greatest investigation of all time. Or maybe not.
Yeah, or are we just going to forget about it by the next episode?
Nope. What are they going to do when we start running from the law? To be mostly character plot driven and to kind of get this all tied up together.
I have typed a shit ton of notes for this, okay?
I appreciate that those exist, and I also will never read them. So
I know, it's okay.
I will read them because I will fuck this up.
Yeah. And that's okay. Why I won't read them, because I appreciate that you guys are all working to make this make sense. And I'm just here.
So
I mean, all right.
All right, guys. So, what's your plan?
Well,
we're going to Silver Streams, right?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, that's major priority.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you want to go to Silver Strings, Matt. We can do this. Let's. You guys all ready to go? You're excited, right?
Road trip. And Brenna's running to the circle.
Is it really a road trip? It's like a circle trip. It doesn't have the same ring to it.
It's We're going through the air, aren't we? So wouldn't it be an air trip?
No, no, no. It is a teleportation circle. We are not flying.
So, magic trip is what we're doing?
We're going to Silver Streaks.
Brenna's running where she thinks the circle is.
Okay. The circle is in the right direction. Town. It's done. Basically, it's its own little area. It's blocked off. It sits with three different entrances from the sitting from three different of the districts. You guys would probably come in from the one in the more wealthier district of this town. When you enter, someone stops you and says, "Papers, please."
Brenna pulls her papers out proudly.
And says, "Brenna, okay. Anything to announce that you're bringing through?"
What do you mean?
Like any trade goods or things that cannot go through the circle?
Oh, I'm sorry,
this is your first time through the circle.
Yeah? Yes,
very quickly, no living things outside of yourself, no contraband.
Check.
No local flora and fauna.
Check. Check.
And a smile.
She gives him a big grin.
Need checks. And he hands you your papers back. He's like, "All right, be on your way."
Yeah! And she takes off. Well, she doesn't, actually. She's going to wait for her friends.
Yep.
Okay. Basically the same thing with you guys. Anyone declaring anything or not declaring anything?
Nope.
What kind of papers are they looking for?
No, basically you received those pieces of parchment.
Okay, that's all we got to give them.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Perfect.
I won't give him a smile if he asks for it.
I refuse to smile. God damn it.
Yeah, I was like, Boone's not smiling.
Yeah, don't you tell me to smile. I would have smiled if you hadn't told me to smile.
Yep.
So you guys make your way into the circle area, and you are looking, and it's a wide open area. You see some people step onto it, and like with a they disappear in like a small plume of dust, like as it settles below them. And then some people appear in the center of it with another like poof, as like people are coming and going from this circle, not as they please, but as the custom officials are letting them. And someone waves you towards the circle as though it's your time to go.
How do we do this? Do we just say where we want to go? Do we just think really hard? What do?
You step on the circle and you go. All right, go. I got all day. Step on a circle.
She steps on the circle.
Your charter says that you're going to Silver String. Step on the circle. Go.
Okay. Just rush me.
All of you step on the circle. And so he nods at you, and you guys feel like you're being sucked through a straw. Ew. As though your mass is just kind of torn and stretched. You barely see things beneath you as a blur whizzes past your eyes, and all of a sudden you are standing now in a circle that's backing like a forest, and a small green humanoid is looking up at you. He says,
"You got your papers?"
What the fuck?
"You got your papers?
What are you?"
"What do you mean, what am I? I'm a goblin."
"Who are you?"
"I am one of the customs officers of Silver Strings."
"We gave our parchment to the last guy. Here it is."
"Oh, okay. Everything seems in order. Hey, rat? Rat?"
And he says, he says, he's got like, he's like a red shaggy haired tiefling. And he's like,
"Yes, you may let them go. Let them pass. You don't have to ask me every time someone pops through the circle. I know it's new, but you don't have to ask me every single time."
And the goblin's like, all right,
be on your way. Don't cause a ruckus.
And he hands you back your papers, and he's like, "Welcome to Silver Strings."
Thank you.
And he motions over. Everything still seems to be being built here. There's a circle made, but there's still fences being constructed. A bunch of goblins are working to kind of build up fortifications around this area, and kind of just past this appears to be on the outskirts of town. You see a bunch of buildings. Everything appears new. Like, none of this is not just a like old city that's been around forever. This appears to be an upstart community that has grown pretty large very quickly. But yeah, I mean, it's any other little town that you would find throughout Nallery.
This is quaint.
This is a quaint little town. Who was it we were looking for again?
Jet.
When you hear the word jet, you guys, as you're walking out of the circle, you see a dwarf clad in hide armor. Brenna, you would recognize this person to be wearing like the standard garb of a barbarian. But what's slightly different is she appears to be wearing a bird's nest on her head with a red bird that she's feeding worms to. And she turns to look at you and she's like, oh, hey, you're looking for Jet? I heard you say Jet. Hi, I'm Twig. It's nice to meet you. You guys are the first ones through the circle.
We're the first ones through the circle?
Yeah. Like, you're the first ones here. I mean, they tested it with, like, a couple things. There was, like, a pig that came through, and some of the goblins tried, but you guys are, like, the first actual people coming to the town. This is awesome.
I don't know.
The goblins are not real people?
Oh.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. Oh, everybody's real people. Everybody is real people. Like, everybody is. And everybody here, we're all heroes. We're all heroes here.
Hi, Twig. I'm Brenna. And she gives her a very firm handshake.
Hi, Brenna. I'm Twig.
You told me.
I know. But I heard you guys were looking for Jet.
Yeah. Do you know where she is?
She's probably, like, around town. I mean, she might be at the Bloomin' Onion, or she might be at Mead's Brews, Booze, and Beyond.
What is a Bloomin' Onion?
It's the tavern here.
Yes, yes, I understand the name, but what is a Blooming Onion?
I don't understand what you're saying to me. I don't get it.
What's any tavern name? They're all dumb.
It's fine. We thought it was pretty good after our old tavern burned down. We made the Blooming Onion. We named the town after the old tavern.
Oh, the old tavern was called the Silver Strings?
Yeah, and then it got burned down by a dragon, but that's not the point.
Welcome to town. Long ago.
How do you
A small
dragon?
Squirrel scurries up her back, and she's like, here, I can help you find Jet.
How long ago was the dragon here?
The dragon? Oh, like a few weeks back. Like maybe a little longer. I don't know. I'm not good with time, but...
Okay. Well, is there anything we should know about this town before we head out?
Don't make dragons mad, and just be nice. Everybody here is pretty nice. So as long as you're not here to be mean, we're all good, fun people.
Sounds like a good time.
As you guys look, you see a small girl carrying a rag doll. She's got blonde hair, white eyes, and she stares at you and her mouth is sewn shut.
What?
She appears to be about 9 years old.
Why would you sew shut the children of this town?
What? No. Oh, that's little one. Don't worry about her. She's sweet.
Ooh.
Not everybody has their mouth sewn shut, okay? We're all just normal people trying to live. Okay, come with me. Let's go look for Jet.
All right.
I whispered to Callus, Callus, I believe this town is not normal.
I would tend to agree with you on that one.
As you walk through the town, everything does kind of appear to be normal. There's a lot of work going on. A lot of work. Houses being built, different buildings being made. There appears to be a massive bard guild that you pass as you come to a crossroads.
Is Twig still with us as we're walking?
What?
Is Twig still with us as we're walking?
Yeah, Twig is still with you, and she's pointing things out, and she's like, there's the abbey, and that's the bard guild. Trebek hangs out there a lot.
That's really
and
cool.
And over there's like the druid garb.
Where did the dragon go to when it left? Did you kill it?
It's probably somewhere in the mountains over there. I don't know. It hasn't been back, and so everything's good.
How? All right.
It made it. It did its thing. Like, don't worry about it. I mean, it burned down the tavern, but I think we're on good terms.
How'd you leave things?
What do you mean?
What was the last interaction you had with the dragon?
I had burned down our tavern and told us, don't mess with it anymore, and it flew away. And so we haven't messed with it. I think we're good. Hi, I'm Twig.
Okay. I'm Cam.
Yeah?
What's with your little squirrel buddy?
Oh, my little squirrel buddy, Nibbles?
Sure.
Yeah, this is Nibbles, and this little squirrel goes up on her arm as she feeds it some nuts. She's like, this is Nibbles, and then this is Berry, and she like whistles into the air like, and a little red bird comes and lands in the bird's nest that is on her head, and she feeds it some nuts. She's like, these are my friends.
Oh, that's adorable.
She's like, well, I think, oh, there's Jet. Jet's right over there, right in the tavern thoroughfare, just right there.
What does Jet look like?
Jet appears to be a tiefling, a purple tiefling with three red lines, I believe, above each eye. Sorry, above each eye. And she has milky white eyes. She wears a torn shirt with some scaled armor. And yeah, she's talking to someone. The little girl that had her mouth sewn shut, she's like patting her on the head and giving her a sweet as the little girl trots off down the street. She looks over at you guys, the newcomers.
What kind of treat?
How does she eat it?
That's a good question.
It's like a cookie or something.
But how
does she eat it?
Yeah, Sean, how does she eat it?
I don't know.
Yeah. So then maybe a treat.
She crumbles it up and sticks it between the stitches. They're kind of loose stitches.
Oh,
as she like
worse.
Crumbles some of her hands and shoves it between the stitches. And she smiles at Jet and gives her a big hug and then trots off down the street as Jet stands to turn and look at you guys.
Can it be like in canon, just change it to like a smoothie with a straw or something?
She's very disturbing and very cute.
I love
her. All at the same time.
Okay. It creeps me out a little.
It creeps everybody
it should.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm being nice when I say a little. Okay. What are we doing?
I got very distracted. I'm talking to Jet.
Jet begins to walk over to you guys.
Hello. Is that your daughter we just saw?
No. That's little one. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Cam.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. I'm Jet. It's a pleasure to meet you. We knew that this would start happening once they put the circle in and the treaty with Eberusia went through and everything. Welcome. Welcome to Silvered Strings.
Greetings.
Thank you.
She goes to reach out and take your hand, and then she pulls her hand away. And she looks at the group. She's like, what's going on with him?
We're the worst kind of first visitors here to the town.
You see Cyrus like smell his hands like, did I remember to take a bath today? I remember taking.
And she looks and she goes to, she looks at you and she's like, what's behind that eye patch?
It's really none of your business, but.
I'm a little nervous about it. You guys are newcomers to our town.
Senyaza sent us.
Look, maybe we should talk somewhere. Oh, Semyaza. Okay. Why did she send you? Why did she?
Well, she sent us. To
I'm a little
you
confused. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm being so curt with this, but you're bringing. I'm sure you're a nice person. This to our town.
That's why she sent us.
Did she just call me a thing?
We're all things.
She's helping us.
She looks at you and she says, "You're not a thing, but there's something going on with you."
He's a little sensitive.
Let's go have a talk. Let's go have a talk.
Should we go inside somewhere? Is there somewhere we can
talk? Yes, we absolutely should go inside somewhere. Tell you what, let's go into the Bloomin' Onion. Let's have a little chat, okay? And she looks at Cyrus, and then she's like, come on, this way. As she kind of leads him before her, like motioning for you to walk ahead of her.
I look at the rest of the group, is like, do we really have to do this?
Yep, and Brenna walks in.
It'll be fun.
Nicholas just kind of pushes Cyrus ahead of him.
I question your definition of fun.
Let's at least try it.
And when she ushers them ahead, she kind of looks at Cam and leans in and says, if he dies, make sure you bury the body.
Ooh.
Bury the bones.
Okay, I'm going to let you know a little something right now. If he dies, the body's your problem.
It's always my problem. Okay, fine. At least I get to bury it this time. No one else ever listens to me. They never bury the bodies. Okay, fine.
I'm just saying, I brought him here alive.
You're good. You're fine. You're good. We're all good here. Okay.
You bury him.
We're all good here. In fact, I would take that as a good thing because then I get the choice of whether to bury them or not, and he's getting buried. Okay, let's go chat.
What's that you're talking about?
Just the future.
Nothing. Don't worry about it. We're all good. Have a seat.
Okay.
I'm going to go talk to the barkeep, get us a few drinks, and we're going to have a little chat. And so she goes over to the barkeep. The barkeep appears to be a turtle that is like in his shell taking a nap. As another barmaid comes up, serves up 6 ales and a shot of whiskey and brings it over to the table. And she sits down and she says, so I'm guessing this is why you were brought here.
Yes, I think Carlos just kind of because of this, as he just motions at Cyrus.
I just think everybody is just overreacting on a simple dagger I picked up as a war prize.
She's you're gonna die. Like,
look, you found a dagger, right?
Yes, and I won it fairly. And
you love this dagger, right?
Love is a bit of a strong word, but I like it, so I keep it.
Look, I want you to keep this dagger as much as anybody else. Let's just sit for a second. Everybody take a drink. Here, I know you've had a rough day. Take this. And she sets down a shot in front of you next to your meat.
What is it?
It's whiskey. Oh. What do you think it is?
Oh, I do like a good
it
whiskey.
It is a drink, an alcoholic drink. You drink it.
It is rude to
you've been super uptight, right?
Well, considering the past few days we've all had, I think it's pretty understandable, but it would be rude to refuse a drink, so I'll take it.
Okay. Make me a constitution saving throw.
Shit. I knew it was going to happen, but I don't think Cyrus would. 10.
Cyrus falls unconscious.
Did you just roofie him?
Is he still alive, or how quickly did you just jump to the end here?
She's like, look, guys, we have very little time. He's going to wake up here in like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Let's take him out back, stoke up a fire really quick. He'll hold the dagger in his hand, and we'll just burn it off of him.
But wait, hold on, time out.
What?
It's not gonna hurt him. Watch. And she takes a match from like one of her pouches, lights it, and puts it under his hand. And you see like a burn mark raised, like you see the blackening happen. But then she wipes it off, and there is absolutely no burn left on his hand.
Can I insight her?
Yeah, absolutely.
18.
She's fucking on the level.
Okay.
How do you know so much about this, Jet?
I've seen things like this before. Look, we can talk about this later. We don't have time, okay? Let's take care of this, okay? Basically, we take him out back. We put his hand in some coals until he releases the dagger. The dagger crumbles to dust. He doesn't have the dagger anymore. He's got his hand. Everybody's happy. Cool? We can discuss my methods later.
I like this plan.
Brenna's already dragging him.
This is a good plan. I endorse this plan.
When Boone sees Brenna trying to drag him, I'm probably going to grab him and throw him over my shoulder and walk him out to the back.
Thanks, Boone.
So you guys haul Callus out back, where basically there's
Cyrus.
Some people just outside what appears to be a very dense forest. There's appear to be some campsites, like some tents set up, and there appears to be a campfire. She's like, okay, so check this out. So she takes his hand and she's like, where does he keep the dagger?
In his pocket.
Like, normally I wouldn't do this. Normally I wouldn't do this, but drastic times call for drastic measures and your friend's going to die if we don't do this. Okay?
We are already on board. I don't know if you didn't realize.
So she takes his arm and shoves it into his pouch, where then she pulls it out, and he's holding the dagger. Unconsciously, he even knows to hold the dagger. And she's like, okay, lay him down right next to the fire.
Okay.
All right, Boone throws him down.
Okay, and she takes and moves his arm and sets it directly into the coals.
Brenna's sitting on top of Cyrus.
As you hear like a hissing noise and like, and you can see his arm just in there, like, not charring, but, like, blackness is going all around it. As then eventually, after about 5 minutes of it being in there, the dagger crumbles into sand. As he relinquishes his grip, Cyrus.
Yeah?
Pull his hand out.
You feel a burning sensation in your hand.
Do I, like, start screaming?
Yeah, it's hot. It's real fucking
it's
hot.
It's like, why does my hand hurt? Take it out of the fire.
I'm sitting on him.
She's like, okay, get him out. Okay.
I dump a bucket of water or something, you know.
What
actually,
the
fuck? That would actually make it worse, probably.
Yeah. What happened?
She's like,
and why
she looks at you and she's like, hold on, and she puts her hand on your arm, which has like fresh, like bright red burn marks on it, just like, you know, very cursory, and she does cure wounds on you as you feel your burn subside and everything kind of go back to what it was normal. She's like, okay, look, I'm sorry I had to do that. Just be glad I didn't have to bury you, okay? We got rid of the dagger. Do you remember the dagger? I'm sure you remember the dagger. You do remember the dagger.
Yes.
You don't feel like you needed it, and you're wondering why you cared so much about it in the first place.
He's like, now that I think about it, it was kind of a poorly designed dagger. I do not know why I kept it.
Brenna's going to punch him in the dick.
And then after she does that, I'm going to grab him by the neck and pull him in close and be like, be more cognizant of the things you touch. Do not do that again.
Wow.
Just like, whoa. Everybody chill. We're not, hey.
I do not believe the dick
everybody
punch.
Calm down. We're not trying to have a problem here.
Oh, no, we're done with problems. We fixed it.
To be fair, we're done. Okay. I'm sorry, Jet, you weren't here, but it is overdue.
I don't know about your guys' personal business.
We're cool, right?
I'm just glad I didn't have to bury him. But tell you what, why don't you guys spend some time around the town, try not to cause a problem. If you need me, you can find me at the Bloomin' Onion or just kind of wherever. People know me. People know where I am. Okay. If you get cursed, come find me. Yeah. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Jet.
And Jet turns and walks away.
But before you go, if you have a moment.
Yeah, what's up?
And Kalos will reach into his pouch and pull out the scale and show it to her. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
What? That's like a big serpent scale, it looks like. No, I haven't seen any significance with that before.
Okay. Never mind. You seemed to know what to do with the dagger, so I had to ask.
Yeah, this is kind of cropping up all over the place these days. These daggers are not... something's going around. Just watch yourself. Be careful out there.
I don't know about you, but I can use another drink.
For the cakes, no kidding.
Boone gives her drink to him. She didn't touch it.
I'm good. I'll just get a mead. And you see Cyrus just walk back to the Blooming Onion.
Bloomin'. It's not blooming.
Bloomin'.
There's no G in Bloomin' Onion.
Bloomin' Onion. There.
The Bloomin' Onion. As you walk in, you see the small girl with the stitched mouth sitting at a table, smiling at a man in a wide-brimmed hat as he looks at a card that she has handed him, and she smiles and then puts her cards away, tucks them into a pouch, and skips out the front. As he stands looking at the card quizzically, not entirely sure what to make of it, but he pockets it and then looks over and sees you guys. He appears to be wearing a blue jacket of some kind and a wide-brimmed hat.
Okay. He sees us, but do we...
He starts walking over your direction.
I'm eyeballing the bar at this point.
Yeah, no,
I think we're going over.
As you're eyeballing the bar, there is a staircase here. And a halfling begins to make his way down the stairs, finely dressed. He wears a purple outfit. He's got a long stringed instrument on his back. Oh, hello, newcomers. Welcome to the Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I am Corvino Silvertongue.
Oh, Jesus.
Welcome. On behalf of me, welcome to the town of Silvered Strings. As he slides down the banister, trips at the bottom, and makes his way over to you guys. And he says, and he pushes this other guy who was looking to make his way over to talk to you. And he says, I'm all you need to see. Welcome.
I'm disappointed. And Brenna's going to walk out the door.
And he pulls out a piece of canvas and begins to write on it. And then he hands it to you. the group, just kind of handing it in general. He's like, whoever wants it can have it, but you all only get one.
I want, all I want now is a mead, and I will kick somebody who gets in the way of that.
Hey. Oh, fair enough, fair enough.
Koss will reach out and take whatever he's handing us.
Okay, it just appears to be rolled up. He's like, fair enough, but if you ever need a song, you only need to come find the one true Corvino. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of me. Don't get too crazy, okay? But if you need Corvino, you may find him at the Bloomin' Onion. As he then throws his cape over his shoulder and walks out the front door. As you unscrawl the piece of canvas, it is a painting of Corvino, and it says, to my biggest fan, Corvino.
So, Sean, is it possible that I've ever heard of him?
No.
Okay.
No.
I look at Callus, is like, this is one size I do not wish to keep, so you can have it, Callus. Now, where is that mead?
No, seriously, is there another bar?
Are you asking, like, the innkeeper?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the bartender and say,
so the bartender's coming
in. Is there another bar in town?
There's a meadery right up the way, but I don't know that they serve new people in town yet, or that you can't buy anything outside of wholesale.
Wholesale. And there's woods nearby?
There's wood nearby?
Yeah, woods nearby.
Oh, yes.
You changed subject so fast, Cam.
Yeah, there's a forest.
Great.
There's some fae that live there.
Perfect. I turn to the group and go, who wants to drink in camp? Let's do it. Let's bounce. Wait, people are weird here.
Did you say there was fae in these forests?
What's that?
Did I hear him say there was fae in this forest?
Yeah, there's fae in the forest, but it's kind of a tenuous relationship right now. Just do me a favor. Don't fight them. Don't attack them, and they won't attack you. We kind of have a treaty.
Oh, and now where are they on the pier? The power pyramid with the dragon. How's that work? Are they friends?
They didn't come fight the dragon, but no. I mean, I don't think anybody's friends with this dragon. He killed Homer.
Who's Homer?
Homer was the
tavern keep of the previous tavern. It's a long story. Look, you guys look like you've had a long day. Tell you what. And she goes and grabs six different meads. They're like big bottles, and she comes and sets them down in front of you. She's like, look, you guys are the first ones in town. We want to make a good impression because we want people to like the town. Why don't you guys take these and just kind of do whatever you want? Leave the tavern, walk around.
Cyrus just picks up a bottle and goes to a corner to drink.
Never say no to free. Thank you very much. Pop one open.
Callus, can you grab my bottle, please?
Sure. And I will grab her bottle and hand it to her.
I'll take one, but I won't open it.
Okay.
I'll take mine as well. I want to see this town.
All right.
I kind of want to explore.
So,
we need more money.
We do.
Money? Does someone need money, is from what I'm hearing?
Jeez.
Perhaps an adventure is in order.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
How much money?
Who's talking?
You see a small, squat gnome in a red robe with a bald head. He's got white hair coming down either side, and he stares up and he says,
you looked like adventurers when you came into town. Am I wrong?
What you talking about, Willis?
Well, there's a bit of a problem. This town used to be known for its fine seafood. And up the way, there is a lake. And these clams in this lake were quite wonderful. But all of a sudden, everybody living around the lake died recently. Just dropped dead. You could go check that out.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
So,
have a good day.
Wait.
Wait.
What?
You, what was the part about money?
Oh, money? You look like adventurers. All right. There's a lake.
Thank you. We'll get right on that. Let me just add it to the old quest log.
As all of a sudden, the man that was approaching you earlier with the wide brim hat approaches you and it says, hey, don't listen to him.
No, I know.
We take care of him. He's a good man, but if you're looking for actual adventure or money, I got something for you.
And you are?
My name's Trebek.
Okay.
And he outstretches his hand to shake all of your hand.
We do one very awkward 5-to-1 handshake.
Well, yes. Cyrus is in the corner drinking his mead.
And he's like,
we're with him.
Perhaps we could talk about this somewhere more private.
Oh,
perhaps when, my bard's guild.
Question, sorry, this is somewhat unrelated, but when we burned the dagger out of Matt's hand, or Cyrus's hand, did the smoke out of the eye stop?
Yes.
Okay.
Did. Okay.
Sorry. Just realized that we...
Yeah, that's probably either, important.
Yeah, I just, you know, we should know if he's still smoking, and we have to explain that when we go places.
And he says, perhaps we could talk somewhere more private, like my bard's guild.
Okay.
That's your place?
Yeah, it's my place. He's like, we built it not too long ago. But yeah, let's go talk about this somewhere a little more private. As he exits the tavern, and you guys all exit behind him into a beautiful blue day overlooking some very strange people in a town, but it appears that you might have some work coming your way. And I think that's where we'll end our episode.
Hey!
All right, we're going to meet a guy about a thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, guys.
And as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can join our Discord at turtle.fyi/discord. And you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/tabletop. You can also find us on Twitter at tabletopchamps. And I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I'm at TheNet1Lady.
Till next time. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.